The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. Yes, it can seem rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, and it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of your inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. Here on the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Are you ready to step into your vibration of change? Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show. You might be listening live on 1150 AM KKNW here in the Seattle area, on transformationtalkradio.com around the world, or on Facebook Live. You might be listening after the fact on one of the dozens of podcasts this ends up in, or perhaps on my YouTube channel. But wherever and whenever you're joining us from, you're going to be grateful, because we're going to be talking to somebody who's so tuned in about what's going on in the ethereal realm and where our world may be headed. I'm talking about Patricia Mona. She's this wonderful psychic medium. She's also a remote viewer who has helped authorities in both Canada and the United States find missing persons, find people who have been murdered using her remote viewing techniques. She also teaches these things, and she's been featured on Gaia TV. She's also joining forces with many others, including myself, on the Academy of Divine Knowledge, because that is a place where you can get information, connection, and it's uncensored. I would like to welcome our guest today, Patricia Mona. Hi, Patricia. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine. It's always a pleasure.
You know, I always love talking to you because, first of all, you are so connected, but you're also grounded. And that is an amazing combination, which I think is particularly important for us right now on the planet, to ground that ethereal light, to ground that energy. And oh boy, there's a lot going on in our world today. Can you first take a sort of a 30,000, foot perspective and tell us what you think about what's going on in our world for the collective?
Yeah, well, I definitely think that no matter how sensitive you are to energy, you can feel that something is shifting. Something is in the air that wasn't there before 2 years ago. And with this energetic shift and with everything that is happening out there right now, I really think that it's a chance for the universe to kind of force us to get clear about what we want to represent in this life, what we want to manifest in this life, because the veil is very, very thin right now. And so manifesting is at an all-time high. And if we're sitting in a state of fear, that's exactly what we're feeding. It's an energy, right? Fear is false evidence appearing real. It is, if it's not sitting right in your face, get it out of your mind, out of sight, out of mind. That is the greatest way to stay grounded, is to not allow your thoughts to worry about tomorrow or sink into the sadness of what we've lost of yesterday, but to stay present, because for whatever reason, our souls have signed up for this journey, this assignment. And so, you know, a part of me is going, get out the popcorn, sit back and watch what's going down. Because yes, it's going to affect each and every one of us, but it's going to look different on how that affects us. So for some people, it may be a chance that they need to learn to stand in their power, whether it's differences of opinions, or maybe it's the fact that they've lost their job, and things have completely crumbled. I truly believe that this time is hitting us all differently, because what was weak, it's breaking right now. And it's a chance to rebuild a better version of ourselves, a better society. But if we're sitting in that state of fear constantly, that lower vibration, that's exactly what we're going to see in the world. And that is what we're seeing right now. And I kind of think that the powers that be, they want us sitting in a state of fear, because it's immobilizing. right? When we're in that state of fear, it's paralysis by analysis. We're just deer in headlights. And you don't get a chance to stand in your power when you're full of fear.
It's an interesting double-edged sword, because I think what's happening for many people is they're waking up to the fact that many of their belief systems about our world are based on illusions. Mm-hmm. And they're seeing some truths that are not only uncomfortable, in some cases, they're horrific. So how do you stand up to, you know, in your power to observe the truth, but not go to a place of fear?
So for me, I feel truth. I am the biggest detector, excuse my French, sorry, but I am. It's an energy. When someone is lying or not telling truth, their auric field actually changes. The colors around that person change. And I've been sitting back for the last 18 months watching all of these leaders' auric fields reek like BS. And So here's the thing. Truth hits differently. It hits differently in the body. It does. Mm-hmm. It's an energy. When we're being lied to, it's like, it leads to more questions. You know what I mean? It's uh-huh. shaky. It doesn't have impact the way truth does. Truth, when it hits you in the body, it's a statement. There's no more questions. It's a statement. It's your truth. That's right. What we need to get back into alignment with is our truth, because my truth is going to look different than your truth or somebody else's mm-hmm. truth. But at the end of the day, I'm not here to necessarily discover your truth. I'm here to help you discover yours and you to help me discover mine. But just because something is someone else's truth doesn't mean that it needs to be mine. And so I feel it hit in the body. Where does this resonate with me? Does it strengthen me, my energy, my auric field? Because that's truth. Truth strengthens you. When it's fear or false evidence appearing real, it will weaken you. You'll feel the shakiness. Does that make sense?
I love that you're putting it back into the body, because there's something that I think that I've noticed about myself over the years, over the decades. And that's been this awareness that something's not right. But there have been times over the years where I've just kind of like ignored that, sort of given my power away to that authority figure, to that friend, to that colleague, to that boss, to that, you know, government leader, where something just didn't feel right. But it's almost like there's this program that many of us, you know, were sort of put into that makes us accept those things that are true. So I think it can be a little tricky to discern, because it's kind of like there's this, it's hard for me to describe. It's like, yeah, not doesn't feel right, but this is what I'm supposed to do. And it's almost like this vibrational structure that has programmed people to kind of give their power away in those moments when they sense that truth isn't, I mean, that it is not true, that's an untruth, that's a lie, that's, you know, a misleading statement.
So don't take it on as your truth. If you don't, your vibe attracts your tribe, right? Sure. And so it's learning to take that time for yourself to be able to go into that quiet space to feel what your truth is. And I mm-hmm. think that we are being bombarded with so much BS out there sure. right now that people, their truth barometer is off. They don't really know what it looks like anymore. So here's the thing. Start with little things. Start with what you know to be true. If you don't know how truth hits you in the body, I'll show you. Because I use this for remote viewing. So when you're standing in your truth or speaking your truth, you actually have a stronger resolve. You've heard of muscle testing, right? testing where you can take this coffee, hold it to you, and feel, does it strengthen me or weaken me? And one of the things, if it strengthens you, which I'm sure the coffee doesn't, if it strengthens you, you'll actually lean in towards it. But if it doesn't strengthen you, you'll actually, your body movement will kind of go this way. It's the same thing when you're meeting someone new. Pay attention. Do you lean into their energy or do you have to take a step back from their energy? Because these are all little things that it's your subconscious showing you, okay, maybe I do need a little bit of a barrier between me and this person, or maybe what they're telling me isn't centered in truth, but you can absolutely feel it. And another way to be able to figure your own answers out is to actually use your body as a pendulum, because you can feel truth. So what I do is, if I'm working on a missing person case, I will literally pretend like I'm I'll literally pretend like I'm standing in the middle of a map, and I will go, okay, if they are towards BC, I'll get pulled this way. If they're towards Saskatchewan or Ontario, I'll get pulled this way. If they're down south, I'll get pulled down this way. The other thing that you can do too is put a big ball of yes in this hand and a big ball of no in this hand, and literally feel which hand is heavier, because truth has a solid feel to it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I've also found that there are moments where information's hitting us, or somebody, you know, we're meeting somebody, and that it's almost like there's this pivot point. It comes in an instant. And when I feel tightness in here, like trying to go about things like assuming it's true, when I feel tightness in here, it means that I've got a different truth that I'm suppressing.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, it's not that I will necessarily speak my truth in every situation, because sometimes it's just a matter of going a different direction or, you know, ignoring information. But if I'm like at this pivot point of either accept or, you know, accept this person's information as being true, or accept this person as being good or whatever, versus not, in that pivot point, I will see if I'm stifling something here or not. And to me, that's part of my truth meter.
Yeah, you can feel it. It hits you in the body. Because we got to remember, we are mind, body, soul. It isn't just body. It isn't just, you know, the voices that are going on up here. There's a soul aspect of us as well. And there's weight to that. When truth hits our soul, we know it. And so my thing is, for people, we got to start questioning the narrative. That, you know, honestly, we should have been questioning it about 18 months ago. It's getting kind of late to be doing this now. But we really need to start questioning where this all is headed, you know, and there's more science that's coming out now, you know, that isn't, it isn't in alignment with what we're being told. And so, I don't know, I think that this is where we really need to get in touch with our own truth barometers and feel it. What are you resonating with?
And if you can access the information, which you won't find in mainstream media, you won't find much of it if you Google it. It's a sort of thing where if you know where to look, then you don't even have to rely on your intuition, because there's data, there's information that hits the linear mind, and it's like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. Like, for instance, natural immunity.
just on the tip of my tongue. You know how insane it is that people don't understand natural immunity and how it works? It's mind blowing to me that they're not. But you know what it is? It's because so many people have had it. They know that they'd have to, you know, tuck their little product away if they started, you know, actually honoring natural immunity.
Mm-hmm. And I love that you keep bringing the intuition and the connection back into the body, because I think that organized religion has kind of demoted the body as being unimportant. And if you look at some of the information out there about organized religion, there's some darkness there. It's not just about light. It's not just about the leaders who were, you know, who came here to shift the planet. There's a control mechanism. And I think, why have we been taught that our bodies are something to transcend, that our bodies aren't important, that our bodies just house the soul? And I think, you know, when I go to this place of, well, if I'm assuming that things are, you know, have been as bad on and the sort of the control level back then as they are now, then perhaps they were trying to disempower humans who have souls that are very, very powerful while in the body.
Oh, absolutely. I totally 100% agree with you. And it makes me wonder what they're trying to trap us in. Mm-hmm. Because when I remote view the product that they're using, to me, it has a very, very dark energy to mm-hmm. it. Yeah. I know I need to be careful with what I say sure. regarding that. But even the word itself, right? The C word itself. If you think about what fear that represents, it represents so much, that mm-hmm. word. In 2 years, in just under 2 years, people have lost their jobs, their livelihoods, their divorces, deaths, job loss, you name it, you know, losing their mortgage even. Yeah. It represents such a deep, dark energy behind it, right? And so I think I'm trying to be careful with yeah. how I'm describing things, but I think that the whole agenda is very sick. And I definitely believe that this came out of a lab. There's no way Mother Nature did this. I've been remote uh-huh. viewing this since the very beginning. And there is absolutely no biological glow whatsoever to the thing. And I just, one of the other things that I've noticed, and I will say this publicly. So I can see auric fields. I can mm-hmm. see energy. And one thing that I've noticed is I can tell who's had it and who hasn't.
Because in what way?
Well, the auric field is different. It's off. Normally in a person, I'll see their colors wafting all around them, golds, greens, reds. Mm-hmm. And if they're in a bad mood, sometimes it'll look smoky or brown and red. And you know what I mean? Depending on the mood even, because our auric field changes. Our thoughts dictate our auric field. And same thing with our body, the chemistry in our body, the amount of health in our body. When someone takes really good care of themselves, they radiate and their auric field can extend sometimes 9 to 12 feet. Uh-huh. So I can see who's resonating, and even Christ consciousness. When someone has that channel turn on, it literally looks like gold. Like it looks like that color coming uh-huh. all over their auric field. Well, for someone who's had this shot, it looks like static in their auric field. Do you remember when the TVs used to go off the air and it would be the black and white bug race uh-huh. on the screens? That's what it looks like to me in someone's auric field.
And it's so really
I can literally pick them out of a sea of to me, it doesn't matter. I can tell the difference just by looking at their field.
Well, it's interesting that you say static, because months ago when my son came home from college, he hadn't told me about the choice that he'd made. And I'm leaning in next to him and we're looking at something on the computer, and I'm trying to help him with some homework. And I feel this prickly energy. And it's like, this is really odd. And then for probably about a week, I was feeling a little bit under the weather. I took some more supplements. I slept a little extra and never got sick, but it was like, what is that prickly energy? And then I've talked to some other people who are sensitive in that way. They've experienced it. So the fact that you see it as like static, that makes perfect sense.
It's a distortion in their field, and I see it right away. And that's why for me, it's like, if this one wasn't different than all the other ones, why can I see it on people? If this one isn't any different and it's supposed to be saving the day, A, why are the numbers where they are now?
Because are
way worse now than they were a year ago when our doctors and nurses were actually the heroes instead of, you know, the ones that are getting fired, which
that's
a whole other conversation. Like, it's insane what's going on right now, but it gives them their way to be able to bring in the military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And yet the military, like in our country, they've mandated it. And based on some things that I've seen and heard, it's part of the dark agenda to weaken our military. And this sounds crazy. I mean, this sounds like we're talking about some sci-fi novel, but this is what's unfolding on planet Earth right now.
Well, just remember that I mentioned when they start going after the kids are going to have polio-like symptoms.
Yeah,
it's not good. It's really not good. And the thing is, there's no kids dying from this.
I know.
It's just insanity what's going
on. It is.
Right.
It is.
Like, especially when, you know, there isn't a person that's 30 years old into the future going, oh yeah, I didn't grow a third arm or, you know, a third eye from it. It's all good. We don't actually know at this point.
And, you know, I saw a post of a nurse up in Toronto, I believe it was, at a hospital there. And, you know, apparently they don't see very many stillbirths. You know, it's usually a rare situation. And she said in the last 24 hours, they saw 14. Like,
well, and you know what else I've heard of that is the amount of open heart surgery that newborns are needing.
Oh.
If their moms had it while they were pregnant, open heart surgery, the hearts aren't developing properly. Yeah.
So let's, you know, it's such a dark agenda. At first I thought, you know, the pharmaceutical powers that be, you know, it's about making more money. And as I've done a deeper dive into this over the last 18 months, I recognize that there's a very dark agenda.
It's money.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this dark agenda that I believe is about ultimate control and culling the herd. How do we go from recognizing this and realizing that there are certain 3D powers that could cause us harm? How do we step into our power with this?
So here's the thing. Remember I said at the beginning, it's going to hit every single one of us differently, right? And so whether you are fire, EMS, a doctor, a nurse, or even selling cars, because right now where I am in Calgary, everyone's mandating it. We have the passports here now, and which is, a whole other level of insanity. But it is absolutely about control. And if you think about it, with this QR code that they have, they're going to know every move you make. Because you have to scan it everywhere you go, right? So it's absolutely, there's a way bigger agenda than just keeping people safe here.
Yeah.
And I do believe it's a recalibration of our system. And I think that that's why I pick up the static in the auric field of the people who've had it. It's a recalibration of energy. It's almost like, and I've heard this, you probably have too, from different people that you've spoken to, but I've heard it quite a bit from Reiki masters and hands-on healers that it almost felt like their channels were cut off. And one lady said to me, she goes, it's been about 6 months and I can sort of feel it coming back, but not full force like the way it was. So it makes me wonder, why are they changing our energy like this? What are they cutting us off of intentionally, unintentionally? I don't care. All I know is that I can pick out someone in a crowd that has this. Why?
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting that, you know, about the QR codes and all that. I mean, there's information out there. There's the, you know, scientific technology and also the patent information about connecting a what goes into the body, connecting it to the phone, connecting to Wi-Fi for two-way communication. And interestingly enough, you know, you were talking about cars, and that brings up this concept of how they're saying, you know, we're not able to get enough cars because we're having there's not enough of the chips, right? The computer chips. And Dr. David E. Martin, who is a wonderful man who has, you know, he's brilliant and he's followed all the patent applications, all that stuff. He surmises it's not because there aren't enough of them around, but they are recalibrating those so that you're like, if they're trying to control you from leaving the state or the province or the city, that they can set it up so that the chip in the car, your car will not function when trying to cross that border.
Yeah, see, and I wouldn't doubt that. I really, yeah,
I wouldn't either at this point.
But you know about the patent 2020-666?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the cryptocurrency body scan.
Uh-huh. 060606. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Microsoft and Bill Gates. I honestly believe that there is a big correlation between that and this. Uh-huh. And yes, that there has to be a recalibration of our body to integrate with AI. And mm-hmm. and it makes me wonder if that's why it's the mRNA. Because it the minute your RNA is altered, it leads to questions about transhumanism. Mm-hmm. And then where do our human rights go? And I know that sounds very conspiracy theory-ish. I was like, you've got to be crazy. There's no Canadian that's going to take that. Oh no, uh-huh. we won't be putting up with that. It's everywhere. And we just took it laying down. Yeah. So it's
interesting because when I've taught up in Canada, I've always been so impressed when I say, be back from lunch at 2 p.m. and people are all in their seats by, you know, 1:55, all quiet with their notepads out, ready to go. And I've always appreciated that about Canadians, but in this case, it's not necessarily a good thing.
Our politeness isn't serving us very well right now.
Yeah. So we've got this agenda unfolding. And my sense, Patricia, is that it's been unfolding quicker than they had planned. And that there is this, that they're trying to control people so that more people will get the thing, right? And with that control becomes, you know, there'll be more and more people saying, oh, what the heck, you know, this will allow me to do A, B, or C, you know, travel, go to restaurants, you know, whatever it is. And if people don't, because there are many who are resistant to this, who want to remain pure blood, so to speak, that who want to have this sovereignty over their bodies. Imagine that. I'm wondering how things are going to unfold, because it's almost like I'm wondering if there's going to be more and more stuff illuminated because they've been pushing this for so hard so long. And it's going to happen faster so that there are going to be more people who are resistant to the additional ones to getting it, you know, to begin with. What's your perspective on sort of the movement of the agenda, the dark agenda?
Well, it definitely feels like there is deadlines that they are trying to meet, that's for sure. And I think that that's why they're really manhandling, you know, a lot of people into this. And I know that they figure, well, we'll just take away, it'll be inconveniences. You won't be able to go to games. You won't be able to go to concerts, blah, blah, blah. Right. And these little inconveniences are what will push people to get it, you know, if they can't travel and this and that. No. For the people who have that intrinsic voice inside of them that says, now, not today, Satan. I think we're going to listen to that and stick with that. I would really like to see where this science is going. And my husband, who's you know, not, he's very neutral, he's Switzerland on all of it. You know, even him, he's saying, and he's very, very, very wise man, and even him, he's saying, you know, I can't in good conscience put that in my body. without knowing where this is going, you know, and he's not opposed to it by any means. But even the people who, you know, do trust the science and trust the doctors, I don't know, there's just a lot of people that there is something inside of them telling them that there is something up with this. And that's where I just say, you got to listen to it. But here's the thing, you also got to do what's right for you, you know? So if it does feel right for you to get this, by all means, I am not giving medical advice and I'm not telling people one way or another. I'm just discussing, you know, what my views are on this, you know? The energy of it really, really does not feel good. I definitely am picking up that there is an ulterior motive to all of this. And when I see that it physically changes a person's biofield, I'm just going to sit back and see my popcorn quietly, not go anywhere, do my thing, you know.
And for me,
watch what happens.
Yeah. As a former research statistician, I've got that intellectual nerdiness where I've done tons of research. In fact, I kind of shifted what I was doing in my business this past year because I wanted to take a deep dive into the info and also to release whatever, you know, whatever shadow side I needed to release to sort of be more open to the connection and to show up as a spiritual warrior, because I think that's what many of us are being called to do. And when you look at the data that is accessible, if you know where to look on government websites, it is absolutely shocking. And I think what's happening to people is more and more people are knowing somebody who has been harmed. More and more people know of somebody who has died. I've got a friend who has three friends, and each of them has lost her firstborn son to the thing. Three of them. I know of somebody else who knows of seven people who've been harmed. I know of somebody in particular who has been harmed. And I think that as we go through this, the next, they call it the flu season, it's probably a vitamin D deficiency season, right? Lack of sunlight. I think that we're going to see some things that are, they're going to try to control the narrative that it's because, you know, people who haven't had it are super spreaders, that kind of thing.
It
is ridiculous. When in fact it's part of the agenda and it's harming those people. You look at the data now from various countries and various states, and you realize that already the high percentage of people who are ending up in the hospital or dying of it have had it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to start to see that more and more and more. Like I said, why are the numbers so through the roof right now when no one had it, you know, no one had it last year.
Right.
And now if we're at 80, 90%, it's mind blowing that they're trying to blame it on the people who haven't had it. Just for example, one of my husband's friends, his wife and him both have had it twice, got it at the very beginning, ran out, got their, and then got it again, twice after being fully. So it's mind blowing to me that people are clinging to such a poor sense of safety and security, thinking that, you know, that they're not going to get it or spread it, or that they're completely, you know, safe. And I think that is ridiculous when we know that that's not the case.
It's interesting because I've known some people, and I've also heard a couple of prominent podcasters who are very knowledgeable about this and connected, who have said they've heard a voice that says, oh, go ahead and get it. And so I wouldn't be surprised if there's some sort of communication that is basically permeating our minds to make us think that we're just choosing it on our own.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because a couple of things that I've heard, and this has been an observation from knowing lots of people who've gotten it, a couple of things that they've said that were the same was, I haven't felt myself since I got it. I just don't, something doesn't feel right. I just don't feel right. And the amount of depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
And the anger, that's the other thing too. It seems to be the people that have had it that are really flipping angry. Well, you guys have all, you can go at wherever you'd like and go and go to a bar, go to a pub, go to a restaurant. But it just seems like it's the ones who have had it that are very attacking and very angry against the people who haven't had it. And for anyone who's wondering, I actually have a medical exemption. I do have a very rare condition that it took me 3 doctors to agree that I shouldn't be having it for me to actually get a letter. So it is hard to be able to get it.
From the perspective of civil rights, of inalienable God-given rights, to have to get an exemption, to have keep something from being put into your body it's absurd.
Do you know what they were doing here?
What?
Jason Kenney, our premier, was trying to pay people $100 to get it. And I'm like, okay, so let me get this right. You want to pay me $100 to put something in my body that I don't want? You'd have to put it in kicking and screaming. That sounds a lot like medical rape to me. Or else medical prostitution.
Prostitution. Yeah.
You want to pay me to put something inside of my body that I don't want? I'm sorry, my body is not for sale.
So when thinking about this agenda, I know that you put something on your website to let people know about what was going on in Saskatchewan,
Yeah.
And can you sort of tell us from a high level without going into too many details about what it was and what the effect was when that was on your website?
Yeah, well, it kind of went a little bit viral. It's had 438,000 views on it, which I was shocked because I had no idea how far it would go. And Jason's had, I think, over 200,000 views on his. And then
on Academy of Divine Knowledge, are you talking about?
On his YouTube channel for the same video.
Oh, his YouTube channel. Okay.
The crappy thing about the internet is that someone then took our video and posted it as theirs on Rumble. And they posted on top of it saying that martial law was being declared between October 8th and the 16th. And it's like, buddy, I never said that. That's totally not what I said.
Yeah.
I have the document here. I wrote a couple notes on top of it when I was discussing it at the time. But it's the province of Saskatchewan minister's order that Premier Scott Moe signed. And I think that the most concerning things in this document, the reason why I felt compelled to get it out there to Canadians, is because it is quite shocking. And we had no idea that this stuff is being enacted behind our backs when we're doing our best to try and, you know, stay home, to curb the spread, and, you know, washing our hands like crazy and everything else. Well, there's another agenda behind this. So the points that I had a really big issue with this document that he signed on September 13th. It says control or prohibit travel to and from any area in Saskatchewan. So that could possibly mean checkpoints. I cause the evacuation of persons and the removal of persons or livestock and personal property from any area in Saskatchewan that is or may be affected by an emergency, and make arrangements for the adequate care and protection of those persons or livestock and of the personal property. Well, if you look back in history, for example, of what happened in Germany, they would just go in and kick them out of their house. They'd kill them if they had anything to say about it. It just feels a little bit like history may be repeating itself there with that kind of a narrative in a document when it's supposed to be for protecting health. So I'm not exactly sure why they would enact something like this. But it also says, authorize the entry into any building or on any land without warrant by any person in the course of implementing an emergency plan. Cause the demolition of removal of any trees, structures, or crops if the demolition or removal is necessary or appropriate in order to reach the scene of the emergency, to attempt to forestall its occurrence or to combat its progress. Procure or fix prices for food, clothing, fuel, equipment, medical supplies, or other essential supplies, and the use of any property, meaning they can kick you out of your house, services, resources, or equipment within any part of Saskatchewan during the emergency period. Here's another one that's quite concerning. Cause information to be collected, used, or disclosed that the minister is satisfied is necessary to prevent, combat, or alleviate the effects of the emergency and for no other purpose. And the one behind below that says conscript persons needed to meet an emergency. So these are very concerning words that have been signed and made into effect. And so here's the funny thing. So that video ended up going viral, and all I did was read what was in the document. I had people trying to tell me that it was a fake document. No, unfortunately, it's not. I actually received it from the Saskatchewan Union of Nurses website, and it is on their website. I can even put, we can put the link in
the description. On my YouTube channel.
But it's very real, folks, and it was signed. And so when Scott Moe heard of my video, his response was, no, I had it printed out here. I think I threw it out now. His response was, no, we're not going to seize your cattle. And it's like, that's what you got out of my video? Like, I know that you're trying to discredit me. That's fine. I get that. You didn't want people to know about this. That's fine. But when your signature is on it and you know exactly what it says, and I know that he's pointing, and I never said cows. And the thing is, the word isn't cows, it's livestock. That means horses and chickens and cows and llamas and lions and tigers and bears. It means they can take your livestock. And to me, when we're facing, when our medical system is in crisis, and we are possibly facing, you know, possible food shortages. And let me tell you, there is something else that's coming down the pipes that's quite concerning. China turned power off to most of their country back, I think it was like September 2nd or something. It was a while back. No one's talking about it. They have not turned power on. They're saying that it's the war between Australia and China on the coal, that they're low on coal. No. This is the movie playing out. Remember that I said that, because now they're the New World Order and the World Economic Forum, it's all about climate change and the climate crisis. So you better believe that they've got to create a crisis. In order for us to go, ooh, we need to fix it. We need to fix it. More lockdowns are imminent. We need to fix this.
So interestingly enough, the what you just read that was, you know, a signed order in Saskatchewan, we've got something very similar here in Washington State. And, you know, I don't have it in front of me to read it, but it is absolutely shocking. And what's interesting in our country is that we've got different types of state governments, and there are sometimes diametrically opposed. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, but there is a very dark agenda, and it's about control. And yet we have great power bringing that light into our systems, into our bodies. We have great potential to vibrate the frequency of truth. Yeah. And yes, getting the information out there is really important. But there's something that I don't think that they've really counted on. And that is the power of us collaboratively vibrating at a higher frequency with envisioning a new world and totally eliminating this old version of the matrix that we have been in.
Yeah. Well, and I believe that this narrative has been around since the 70s. Like this has been in play for a long, long time. I remember growing up, both my parents were huge born again Christians and my dad was very political. And I remember him teaching me all about the New World Order and what to look for. And like, I remember him talking about all that. So it's just really weird to see that play out in my lifetime and to even hear that word come out publicly, because I always thought my dad was just, you know, a wingy conspiracy theorist. Well, give it a few years, not so wingy. But I definitely feel that this is being pushed towards something else. Something else is coming down. This isn't the only crisis that they are putting in front of us. And when it comes to personal vibration, the greatest thing that you can do is turn off and block out what brings you fear. Literally, turn off the radio, turn off the TV, turn off this. If this conversation brings you fear, turn it off.
Yeah.
It's a choice. It's false evidence appearing real. And the thing is that when you learn to block out those negative Nellies and that negative narrative, your life changes because you start to grow from the inside out. You can actually hear your thoughts instead of all that fear factor that you've been glued to, right? And the thing is that your immune system, your cells, all of that is listening, right? We can think our way into a good mood, a bad mood. We can think our way into anything. We can think our way into, yes, I can do this. And so you do, or you can talk yourself right down and go, yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it. So you never will. It's how we choose to manifest. Well, our immune system is hanging on to that light. So we do need to amp it up within our body. Be careful of what we're listening to, seeing, what we're ingesting, all of it. Yeah. We need to get grounded and get out in nature.
And I also think that an important ingredient is also not to suppress any grief that we feel. Because that grief, it's kind of like this stagnation in the field that prevents the manifestation engine from flowing well. And so if you're feeling grief about this, it's totally understandable and you are not alone. Allow that grief to come to the surface, because once you let go of that grief, it creates more space to hold the light.
Absolutely. Well, and grief is held in the lungs, right? When we're upset, it's the first thing we do is hold our breath.
They're acupuncture points there, but over the lungs. Yeah.
Yeah,
that so relate to grief.
Doing even doing deep breath exercises, you know, to strengthen that organ. It's a good idea. It really, really is, because it will help to clear out any you know, repressed grief that you've been holding on to, or any unresolved grief. Breathing in light. I love to do that whenever I feel heavy. So I got to say, whatever's going on out in the world, it's hitting in the chest. It's hitting in the shoulders. I see a lot of that people. And so one of the greatest things that you can do for yourself is imagine the brightest gold, call upon that Christ consciousness and breathe it into that area that you're having problems with. So if you're feeling heavy in the chest, literally breathe golden light into your chest and exhale all darkness until you start to see the light coming in and the light going out. That's when you know you've transmuted, because it's interesting, but your mind's eye also knows truth, and you won't be able to visualize the light in and the light out until it actually has been transmuted. So that's a great way to be able to clear any stagnant energy that is stuck. The other thing too, you guys, we're not alone. If everybody knew who was walking with them at all times, there would be absolutely no fear. because we all have access to that greater power, that higher consciousness that knows how this story ends. It's just a matter of taking the time to tune in and listen.
One of the things that my guides also taught me was to say the phrase Christ consciousness. And as I say that, I can feel Christ consciousness. If you're listening right now, watching, give that a try too. Just say that phrase, Christ consciousness. And I can feel it sort of, it brings light in and it alters my frequency. These are very powerful approaches to raise our vibration to help us create this new world, because this control is indicative, in my view, of their last-ditch efforts to keep our new world from being created. I'm not talking new world as a new world order, but the new world filled with Christ consciousness, filled with the light, filled with our manifestation powers that we have never seen before in fairly recent history.
Yeah. Well, and I think our politicians right now have taught us to be scared of something we can't even see. We're scared of something we can't even see. I can honestly think of so many other things to be scared of right now. Uh-huh. But the greatest thing that you can do is find your peace. There is healing when you just take those few minutes to be able to come and actually integrate fully with yourself, pull those pieces of you back that have been floating out, because when we give mind to what scares us, it's literally like a piece of us is over there. So to call back those pieces of us so that we aren't sitting feeling like we have leaks in our auric field, it's very important to bubble up from the inside out, push that light out into your auric field and seal it off. That's another one, because fear, it chips away at you.
And also I've found that just as being a part of an experiment, that technology can interfere with it as well. Like wearing your cell phone, being really close to power lines, or, maybe even the this many G. We need to be very conscious in that. I think throughout our day, it's very helpful, because that being in touch with the quantum field and creating appropriate boundaries is within our power, and it does affect, I've seen it on my before after aura pictures, my biofield pictures. But we're starting to run out of time. Before we go any further, I want you to share with our listeners and viewers what it is you offer and how they can get in touch with you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think that the power of prayer is extremely important through this time. So I've been offering each month a prayer, a chance for us to come together for an hour to pray and meditate and bring in that light and healing that this world needs. So I've been doing that once a month on my YouTube channel, Patricia Mona Intuitive Consulting. I also teach psychic development. I do transcendental healing meditations as well. And it's really neat, because no matter where we are in the globe, we connect in the quantum field, and you can feel that healing light just totally embrace you. I'm going to be teaching a 4-week course called Quantum Psychic. It runs, it starts November 17th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And it's going to incorporate everything from start to finish, how I tune in to be able to find missing persons. I give lots of exercises and great tools for you guys to be able to tune in yourselves. I break it down into a way that you understand the language of the universe. So yeah, I'd love for you guys to join me.
And that is such a great gift to teach, because if people can really learn to do that, then it can illuminate truth in yet another way for people. And I also love this concept of joining together, because I think what's happened to many people who have really awakened over this last year and a half is that they are feeling like an outsider. They're feeling different. They've got friends, colleagues, family members, people in the consciousness community who are seeing things very differently, and they think that, oh, they're crazy, you know? So knowing that they can be with other like-minded, like-souled individuals is a very powerful gift to offer people.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. I can feel it wherever people, and I mean, there's people in Australia. We've had people in Peru, all across Canada and the US. So yeah, it's a powerful team, a huge healing community that we're building. So yeah, yeah. I'd love to invite everybody to it. And I just wanted to say, my website is www.patriciamona.com, just in case you want to check out the classes.
And Mona is M-O-N-N-A.
Correct, two N's.
Yeah, yeah. So Patricia, you know, I'm so grateful that you've joined me here for another conversation. You're such a bright light. And I feel that bright beacons are all over the planet. And as we shine our light, and those who are listening, watching, as you shine your light, that we are creating a change that may not be visible for a little while longer, but is very real, very true, and will shift our world. So thank you for shining your light and for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine. It's always a pleasure.
And I invite you all to shine your light brighter because you are making a difference. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. If you'd like to empower yourself to step further into your vibration of change, please visit my website at christineupchurch.com, where you can learn more about my insights, upcoming events, and private sessions.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.